Blog Talk Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard. I'm a Christian Hughes. We're the Spragas, Rest the Hood. Sorry, I had to laugh. That kind of felt like he was having a bad orgasm in the background back there. sorry about that. But anyway, Virgil's MAA again, so I don't know if he's on the road or what, but I hope he's safe and okay out there. And praying for the Christian's mom. She's back in the hospital again. And in fact, she just texted and said they gave her mom some morphine just now and everything. So she's not doing too well. So pray for Lucretia and her family and Dave. It's actually Dave's grandma and stuff. And I tell you, the weather here has been hot, brother. It's got me drained. I'm like, I feel you. I'm like totally beat, and I haven't really done much today, you know. So,
I know, man. I mean, it's been a heat wave that hit. Telling you, brother.
98 degrees today. So that's actually not almost 8 o'clock now, and it's barely 87 right now. So cool down some, you know. So, but anyway, yeah, I tell you, I've been watching the news pretty closely and everything, and dude, this whole thing's a joke. I swear, that whole thing's a joke. Oh, my God. Now they're going to sue Barr for contempt. And then now they're going to get him, which the committee okayed for the subpoena and because he violated a subpoena and everything. So now they're going to go after him and everything. And,
that won't mean anything at all. I mean, look, Holder was held in contempt and I think convicted of contempt and nothing. I mean, this is
right.
Crazy. What you're seeing here are the last throes of agony that they're figuring out. There's some very interesting things.
I was thinking last night, I was like, you know, look what Trump's doing and people behind him, they're cutting off the head of the monster. They're slowly cutting it off, and as they're cutting it off, they're all dying in agony. That's what it reminds me of.
Well, yeah, it really is. And, of course, our Attorney General there, Barr, came out today and advised President Trump to invoke executive privilege. All right. So, what he has done, he's been completely open and everything. And, I mean, like you said, they're just beating a dead horse here on this. But
yeah.
What I found most interesting today is Judicial Watch has uncovered some new stuff. I'll get to that in a second. But the big thing is that the IG report, which we were thinking we were going to see this month, we're not going to see it. And the
same thing
with Durham's investigation out of, I forget, he's in Connecticut or whatever, but you know,
Connecticut. Barr, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Barr's prosecutor. He said his stuff's going to be delayed, and you want to know why? This is what
because
I really found most interesting. What they friggin' uncovered is that the more they dig, the worse this thing gets. And I mean,
it's just
snowballing, brother. I mean,
One of the FBI agents was saying earlier today in an article, especially with Hillary Clinton, and when the more they uncover, the deeper it gets. But when they're doing that, they're uncovering all this shit the Democrats are doing.
Well, I mean, what they're uncovering, it's all related to this coup, and at this point, you can't call it anything other than that. And now, with what Judicial Watch has uncovered through FOIA, and I heard this, it came across my news feed a little while ago, that during this whole thing, the emails were between Clinton, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and guess what news media outlet was tied to it? CNN. I mean, they were...
Yep.
These people were lockstep, walking hand in hand, doing a slow, treasonous stroll down the hangman's noose lane there.
I believe you or Virgil called that a few months ago, with CNN being in the middle of all this, which we already knew. You know, and everything, but believe me, this is deeper than what this is gonna go all the way to Soros, Rothschilds. You know, it's gonna go way beyond that.
I'm telling you right now, Comey and them are just the goldfish in a bowl. We haven't even gotten to the piranhas yet. The hardest thing for people like you and I, and I'm sure our listeners too. The hardest thing for us to do right now is to be patient. We need a victory. I mean, mentally and physically, you know, we are drained, we are worn out. We know these people are guilty. The facts are there. They've committed crimes. I mean, the perjury right there committed by Comey and those are in the jail.
Elijah Cummings was tweeting just a while ago. Nobody's above the law. Trump did so much with the Watergate, more than Watergate. What the hell does Watergate have to do with the whole damn thing? Are they back in the 60s again with Richard Nixon or what? Or the 70s?
Like I said, it's just ridiculous and stuff. But, you know, We need a psychological victory right now. I mean, we're worn.
Yep.
We've been going at this. We've been going at it, you know. And I'm just myself right now. I'm going, well, you know what? That's good. Keep uncovering. Keep digging it. But these people that we have handed down right now, indict them. Put them on trial.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I was just reading just now where it was an article about, you know, Trump was saying that, you know, the Democrats, all they want, the illegals are getting treated way better than the American people. You know, and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Which is true. And then today, Russell, 10 more cases of typhoid just came confirmed in New Mexico just today. 10 more cases.
Yeah, and I read somewhere too that there was another couple of bubonic cases.
That was in California. Yep, and California.
It was
too.
In New Mexico. Was it
New Mexico?
I read was New Mexico. Yes.
I must have missed that one. Send that to me. I missed that one. But
yeah, I'll pull it up. The sad part of it, the CDC and all of this is saying, well, these are coming from people's dogs running loose and, you know, dead animals and all that.
We bought a pig, don't come from that.
Of course that's BS, you know.
It's coming in from the illegal. That'll bring
Track
it
with
here.
Me here a minute. Track with me here a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've been fighting this immigration battle for at least a year now, strongly,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's been
mm-hmm.
front and center for at least a year, maybe a little longer. And
mm-hmm.
we know a lot of Democrats ain't involved in it.
What's the Republicans do?
You have to ask yourself where the Republicans are on this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Well, most of
and
them are,
I
you know, like, they're. You know, I'm seeing where there's like seven of them that are involved. It's like I want to go out there and take every one of them. And, you know, if I could, Russell, if I had an AR-15, I'd line them and shoot them all.
Well, the thing of it is, and I can't give away this source yet, but let's just say that the Republican leadership is in a bind because now.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've been told, and it's a pretty good reliable source. I have not confirmed this yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That they have absolute positive proof that the Republicans that have been sitting there so quiet have been hand down taking bribes.
Oh, yeah. You called that several months ago. I believe, during the elections.
Yeah. Right, and let me tell you, man, with what I'm hearing on the IG report, what Durham's coming up with for Barr, and then what Barr himself is processing going through and stuff like that. I mean, there may very well be a reason they have Marines training for urban ops.
I was talking to a buddy of mine today about it.
As deep as this stuff runs, I mean, we're probably looking at a total, complete reset, Joseph.
I'm telling you. I said last night, I wouldn't cross my mind because I'm seeing it, and I think they're not trying to do it to the president, but they're going in there to clean the whole damn house out. That's what it's going to have to take.
Well, and I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to just see.
I'm probably thinking
you're going to see 30 or 40% of Congress and the Senate indicted. And probably
They're way beyond divided. They're way beyond divided.
Another fifth, I mean, indicted.
Indicted.
Yeah. And then you're probably going to see another probably 15 or 20% that's going to be forced to step down. So,
well, look at the 10,000
indictments
that just came out with 10,000 indictments recently. So that's growing.
Yeah.
Those indictments are growing. You know, 10,000, that's a lot. How many do we have in the government? You know?
It's no telling how far Fred that stuff. Yeah, I mean, you're not talking about just government employees. You're probably talking about staffers and the people tied to these different.
The federal level. The federal
state
agencies.
Level, local level. And of course, the DOJ I saw earlier today, too, where the Department of Justice had 1,700. more people on child pornography charges.
1700. Say that again. You muffled out there. Say that again.
1700 people were arrested today on child pornography charges.
Yeah. I was actually reading that earlier before the show even started. I was actually reading up on that, and I was like, wow. And, you know, they started this back in April. And a lot of the some politicians are going down.
Yep, without a doubt, you know. And,
you know.
Of course, did you see where the media was so hyping Biden's big campaign speech today?
No,
all
I
that,
didn't.
And, boy, that's all you heard, Biden. And anyway, this big Biden rally or whatever, they had like 200 people show up.
I'm still doing better than Biden, Russell. I got over 1,200 showing up at mine. And I'm not even running for anything.
Yeah. I mean,
that's sad.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It truly, truly is.
It is.
You know, like I said, the hardest thing we have to do right now is just, I guess, we don't have any choice. We can stomp our feet all we want to, but they're not going to do anything right now. And I hope that what is coming is as massive as what it's pointing to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because we haven't had a victory yet, and for whatever reason they have refused to indict these players that we know are guilty, it's hard to stay positive and believe anything.
I think what they're doing, I was thinking long and hard of that too over the last couple of weeks, and I think what they're doing and Trump's doing, they're just sitting back, letting them hang themselves, you know, with that rope and everything. They're seeing who all this is going to lead to, and I can tell you who it's going to lead to. Soros and Obama.
Well, we know it goes to Clinton, the DNC, and we know it goes straight to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them
are involved in the Obama shadow government. We know for a fact that they are. Pelosi, Schumer,
they're running around violating the Logan Act every time you turn around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're over there. Lurch has been over there. Lurch has been over there advising Iran on how to deal with Trump.
Mm-hmm. That's treason right
you
there.
Know? Yes.
That's obstruction of justice right there, folks. That's treason.
That's not obstruction of justice, well, but it is treasonous, and it is a straight-up, undeniable violation of the Logan Act.
But I think what they're doing with that, too, is they're also sitting back on that, seeing who that's leading to. I mean, you got to do, like strategy, you know, and everything. It's like, well, they got to figure out who's who, who's going to what, who's this involved with before they bring the whole thing down. I bet you that's what they're doing. That's why we're not seeing
and
much.
And if you'll notice what most of the mainstream media and stuff has been doing, and I'm sorry, Fox to a certain extent too, now that Rupert's not there and his liberal children took over.
I don't even watch Fox anymore.
They are daily feeding the leftist socialist frenzy. They are intentionally working these people to the point of froth being at the mouth.
Yep.
I mean,
Pretty much. They are
so absolutely complicit in what's coming. And, this is not going to come to an end with violence in the streets. I don't think it's humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, oh, man. I mean, it's like maybe that's why Virgil's gone today. I think he's taking another break because, you know, this is enough to make your head go cuckoo, too. You know, seeing all this and, you know, we're pushing this out there on the air and everything, too. and stuff, and you know, and it's like, it's got your head scratching, going, what the hell? Dude, it's like the 2016 election. Dude, already, goddamn it, before I throw the TV out the window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's from the state. Yes, I was saying that.
Right, right. Actually, I almost
did
Russell. I almost did that.
They did not win. I mean, and so, I mean, this whole Clinton Foundation thing is getting uglier. And then once again, Mueller, Mr. Clean, almighty, squeaky, clean cops there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
His whole
mm-hmm.
report, as I said last night, is unraveling. And he's slowly being exposed for the corrupt piece of crap he is. So, you know, I mean,
I see what Barr and the other guys doing, and Trump and all the others. They're just sitting back and just letting them hang themselves. But come on, guys, we're ready. We want it done already. You know.
Well, you know, that's why I said what I did earlier. I mean, you know, those of us as constitutionalists, those of us who support the Constitution, support our country, and support President Trump, and I do. I think he's a roaring jackass on the Second Amendment, and I'm not giving you my guns, Orange Man. But,
I don't think we have to worry about any of that now, because the Supreme Court basically shot most of that down, said, and we're not even going to look at it and bother it. You know, I've been keeping up on that. But,
that means everything that he's done is going to stand. They're not even going to look at it. So the unconstitutional ban on bump stocks. And let me reiterate. Allow me to reiterate once more. I think the bump stock is the most worthless piece of junk.
Mm-hmm. What's the same one as
It is something that Cherbourne Rangers, Keyboard Rangers have to have, and it's junk and it's worthless, and you know that's it in a nutshell. But that doesn't change the fact that it was a direct infringement on the Second Amendment, and this is all done in hysteria. And our president bought into the hysteria. Oh, it was a bump stop in Las Vegas. That is the biggest load of bullshit anybody's ever met the American people. You know, we've covered that in detail. But other than the Second Amendment, I'm very proud of the job our president has done, and I hope he comes around on the Second Amendment.
I think so.
Like an American on that, too.
I have to agree with what Virgil said last night, and that's, I don't think we're going to make it to the elections. I see it plain as day, too. And I don't think we might be lucky, but I don't think so.
Well, look at it logically, okay? If you're a Democrat Party, all right, your whole world is unraveling. President Trump is dismantling everything that they did in the eight previous years to hurt this country. And I don't care where you look at or whatever, unless you're looking at CNN and MSNBC polls or something like that. Any legitimate pollster has Trump winning re-election in a landslide.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, a lot of people are saying that now, too. Even a couple of Democrats were saying that Sunday on that show. It comes on every morning at 9 o'clock on ABC. But, you know, there were a couple of them were even agreeing. He's going to win by a landslide. There's no doubt about it.
Well, okay. So they know there's another 4 years coming. So.
Yep.
The only hope they have is doing something before that election, logically.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think, you know, look at it like this. Why do you think Time Magazine, all of these papers, had everything prepared? Hillary won the presidency. Here, Time Magazine, Madam President. But they had to go back and retract all that when Trump won. They knew that the damn thing was rigged.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, but they're just puzzled that he won a rigged election in her favor. Now they're trying to figure out how he did it. Well, 65 million of us did it. That's what done it.
But there's no way that could have. To them, there's no way it could have happened.
That's why it shocked me. Yeah, and I can tell you what he's throwing a bigger fit is Obama, because you know he's not finished destroying the United States, trying to get it ready for, you know, right now. What I'm seeing too, I'm seeing Islam moving into the United States, little by little.
Right and left, and everything. Obama was spotted at a Hyundai dealership today.
Was he?
Yeah, he was trying to buy a Legacy.
I think Trump stomped that out.
Yeah.
But, in order to capture the world, you got to capture England, you got to capture the United States. And that's what they're doing. England's already gone. Sorry to say.
Yeah, England is lost.
America's a monster. I mean, we got Muslims running for office. They scream racist this, you know, Islamic phobia, or whatever you want to call it, because you're not going to vote for the other, you know, stuff like that. And now they, you know, I've seen where a couple of people were arrested for. Including a GOP senator who was talking shit about Islam, and now because the Islamic community overseas went in and filed charges, Sharia law charges on a state senator. Come on.
Yeah, I mean it's absolutely nuts. I mean, look at now you saying that is about something to mind. It completely slipped away from me now.
That's why Trump is trying hard. He's trying to get, you know, to recognize SAR as a terrorist organization. They were Americans until Obama lifted that restriction off. You know, look at the ACLU.
Yeah.
The ACLU is anti-America. Don't kid yourself.
Well, ACLU started out as a pretty good outfit. Mm-hmm. They went forward, over left, and Elsie
Russell. Who do you think is the head of the ACLU? The damn Muslims. Hello.
That's what I'm saying. They've deteriorated like most of our organizations that want to throw America into just liberal cesspools, progressive cesspools.
I mean,
seriously, people, if you're out there listening, think seriously. And I know some of you listeners out here are younger than us and stuff, but think about it. And when was the last time the Congress, and when I speak of the Congress, we're talking about the House of Representatives and the Senate, okay? That is the Congress for you who weren't fortunate enough to have civics class, okay? You tell me, when was the last time the Congress did anything that was pro-American people? Go ahead. I'll wait.
Back in 1985 when Reagan was president?
Last time that was doing the Reagan administration. Ever since then, it's been all freaking downhill.
Ever since Bush took office, it all went downhill from there, you know, and everything. But
well,
I tell you,
you know, and I know some people out there still think that you know, Bush was a good president and all that kind of stuff. And I hate to disappoint you people, but look at his legacy. All right? What did Bush leave the American people? He left us the TSA, an organization, another government agency that fondled everybody trying to get on a plane. And since their inception, they have yet to stop one terrorist. They flunk every tactical test that comes through there. And the only point of distinction that the TSA has is that 470-plus employees have been arrested for theft from the very passengers they're supposed to be protecting.
But here's the other thing, too. They say is that an illegal immigrant is the ones without proper documents or proper ID. So who in the hell are they letting in? Find out if they're Muslims or not.
Let's look at Bush's other great accomplishment. There was three of them. Okay, let's move on to number two. Yes, sir. President George Bush. Yes, sir. Number 43. Boy, he was a hero. He brought us the Department of Homeland Security to ensure that the police state had all the muscle they needed to fire
the guy.
Okay. And that was not the... And then let's bring about the biggest thing, all right? The NDAA. All right? Yeah, President Bush gave the government authority to hold American citizens without trial, without charge, without representation, indefinitely. That's your President Bush 43.
What do you think they were getting those routines ready for, Russell? And the FEMA camp. They were getting it all ready. They were getting them ready for us, people like us. But Trump messed that all up. If Hillary would have won, we wouldn't be here talking to each other right now.
No.
You know.
We would not. We would probably be. We would probably be in a full fledged civil war right now.
Yep. We're probably sooner or later, somewhere along the line during that time, you know. But
you know, like I say, I have my issues with President Trump. But I will tell you this: President Trump is the only thing standing between a full fledged communist police state and our freedom.
Yep.
That's
and that's why, and that's like I said in the beginning of the show, that's why he's cutting off the serpent's head little by little, just watching him squirm in agony and everything, you know, right along with these liberals and stuff, you know. But it's like, too, it's like, that's me thinking with the Marines doing the urban training and everything, you know, you guys got to put that in your mind too, you know. It's a real purpose. Just like my friend said today, it could be to go into Storm DC, take all of them out to, you know, to, like you said, to reset.
I mean, the direction we're heading and the back channel chatter that I'm getting coming from the IG. And Durham and those guys are that this snowball that they started looking into Comey and what they did and started has turned into a fucking avalanche.
Well, why do you think they're trying to, they want to hold Barr in contempt, arrest him, you know, toss him, because they know that he's going to slap the cuffs on him sooner or later.
Yep.
You know, that's the real reason.
And these fuckers are still out there running their faces. No one is. Coming, Clinton. I mean, you hear that?
Maybe Maxine Waters. Right, well, Maxine Waters shut her mouth off today, so I was kind of surprised to hear from her. But you know, we got to impeach 45. He he thinks he's above the law, you know, and this and that, and you know, even my roommate Trish was making fun of her today. She was like, you know, that idiot. Here's what I wonder: why can't we request a mental evaluation on all of those people, including Adler? They need mental help.
Yeah.
Badly.
Oh yeah, and you know, Adam Schiff, you know, the stuff coming out about these guys, man.
He's been kind of quiet.
Taxpayer dollars to settle a sexual harassment or abuse case with a guy. A kid who was a minor at the time it happened, you know.
Well,
but yet
there were some things about Schumer and that kind of that same category that came out that his daughter was accusing him of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Joe Biden.
Oh yeah, truth
you know,
Joe, he's one of the worst.
And he does it in front of everybody, and nobody does anything. If it had been me, if I was their wrestler and I saw him groping a little girl, I'd hop that stage and knock the fuck out of him. I really would.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
these people have gotten so warped in their corruption and
they don't care.
Sexual deviation that they take.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think there's anything wrong with it. They think they can do it anywhere. We are the elite, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's got everybody else scratching their heads going, what the hell, man? You know, why don't they arrest them? You know, what's protecting them? You know, I tell you what's protecting them is Hillary Clinton and the underground, you know, that the One World Order. People are involved with that. They're protecting them.
Hell yeah.
You
undoubtedly, know. At this point, there's not really much we can do but wait and hope things.
We got
that are there now turn out to be what we think they are. I mean,
yep.
If not, they're gonna walk away and get away with it. It'll be a business as usual, and America will stand up and go, "Oh well."
You're right. But, you know, just don't take a deep breath yet, guys, because we just ain't come around that sharp corner yet. So, believe me, when it goes down, it's going to go down. But you know, like I said, I still don't think we're going to make it towards the elections. I really don't. You know, I don't see it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same ilk here, but I guess we'll have to wait. Let's see what happens, you know. Like I said, I want to have faith, and you know, everything that I hear says that things are happening. But you know, come on, can we at least take out the
we've
been guilty for a year and a half?
We got a listener in the chat room, and I'm going to call him 99. I'm going to call you 9, all right? But he said, you know, it's like the Chinese funded back Hunter and Biden invested in technology used to surveillance Muslims.
Oh, yeah, man. Well,
you know,
Chinese phone company. I mean, the Chinese were making parts for our friggin'. Defense for aircraft, ships, what have you like that. We're buying parts, classified, highly classified equipment and stuff. You're going to tell me they didn't put a backdoor into that ship?
Well, it's like he's saying, too. He just said that, you know, the Bank of China, one of the largest banks in the country, has also made overtures to the U.S. political elite. Shortly after the 2016 presidential election, the company added Angela Chow and his sister's of the transportation secretary, Elaine Chao. And he's going on saying that the sister-in-laws of the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are okay to his board. Ah, now that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. And like we would say, the corruption is so deep
mm-hmm.
that it's just absolutely mind-staggering. I mean, the whole fucking government is corrupted.
Oh, yeah.
It's one big cancerous tumor living, sucking the life out of us, the American people.
Yep, yep. Yeah, you know, I have our favorite callers on here, so I'm going to bring Joe on here. I believe it's Joe. Is that you, Joe?
Man, you need to get you some glasses.
Well, hey, I almost had it. How you doing, brother? did you watch the committee hearing? Did you watch that committee hearing yesterday? What did you think about that?
No, I didn't get a chance to watch it.
It was a three-ring circus. I mean, Mather brings this guy, John, I want to say Dean or something like that, from Watergate.
John Dean? Yeah.
Yeah, from Watergate. As his key witness, and all I talked about was Water. Well, Cummins just tweeted a while ago that Trump's corruption is far deep, like Watergate. No, no, no. It's like, what the hell does Watergate have to do with all this now?
Well, you know, the Democrats trying everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you know, the thing about it is that they are fighting very, very hard as if they don't want certain things to come out.
Oh, yeah. That's why they want to hush Barr up, try to get him get him prosecuted, this and that. And, you know, then the new attorney general, they're going to get him for subpoena to him to come in to testify, this and that. Well, you know, come on, and that's already. Even the lady.
And they want to see the undacted copies of the Mueller report. Well,
mm-hmm.
Hell, didn't Congress do an investigation themselves on that? I think everybody and their brother has done everybody including the school districts have done an investigation on it. And
oh,
they
yeah.
came up with the same answer.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the lady that was there for the prosecuting committee to proceed with the impeachment charges. She was saying the same thing. She goes, we can't go any further than where we're at now because there's nothing here.
Mm.
There's 25 lines written in red where it states there's nothing here. She was saying she was a Democrat.
What is Congress in a whole going to look at and come up with an assumption that the attorney general themselves are not coming
mm-hmm.
up with?
Mm-hmm.
Still up to the attorney general.
Oh, yeah. And well, the attorney general even said there's nothing there. Can't impeach the president for nothing. You know?
Yeah.
The only ones that got it was Mike Cohen for his lying to Congress and the others that were involved, but you know, that wasn't even tied to anything that was going on to the elections.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I heard another interview. Apparently, at some event occurred, the gay rights LGBTQ event or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they interviewed some students. I guess it was there. And these were mm-hmm. little white students. These are white girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer was asking them questions about, you know, problems and concerns. And they came out, the kids said that the big problem is white males, especially those that follow white supremacy and
mm-hmm.
you know, think these in burning lamps, these kids nowadays are being taught completely out of their mind. This
mm-hmm.
is going to be very, very serious because now you're looking at a future thought. And that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's why, you know, they're trying to do everything they can to pull all this shit out of the school so they can start teaching these kids the way it should be taught. You know, but the the Democrats and people involved are, you know, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to, they got to be taught this, got to be taught that, you know, keep brainwashing them.
Yeah, they brainwash them. You know, they talk about oppression.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about well, you heard this discussion before, but I'll tell you, it's very. And who in the heck is hiring? Well, how is it that a community is allowing this type of education to go on with their children? I don't understand it. And
I don't.
The parents are just as dumb too.
I don't either, brother. I mean, it's like, you know, I did everything I could to protect my son from it when he was in school and everything, but he still got caught up in it, you know, and everything. And you know, I kind of blame myself, but everybody said, no, it's not your fault. But, you know, because, you know, and being in a small town, you know what I mean, and everything, with him getting caught up with things that he got caught up in with the drugs and everything else, you know, they're trying to hook these kids on all this cocaine, fentanyl, and all this other stuff that, you know, and everything. Well, my son is serving 3 years in prison now.
Yeah, I think I've heard you say, but you know, my grandson's got a classmate.
And he was a smart, intelligent kid until he just got corrupted, you know.
Yeah, my grandson got a classmate that stays at the house. You know, he pays for a bedroom once monthly. And I was talking to him, and I asked him, I said, what do you think about terrorists? He don't know anything about them. And I went on to tell him how terrorists was the principal revenue of this nation and how they work. You know, once you explain it to them, they pretty much agree. But openly, I asked him, what do you think about racism, discrimination, prejudice, and hate? I say, is that against the law? He said yes. And I say, well, how is it against the law if a person don't violate another individual's civil rights? Then he said, I never thought about it like that, basically.
Right. Right.
So these young people nowadays aren't being taught any analytical skills. This is a college student now. They're not taught any analytical skills whatsoever.
That's true. And I see it, and you know, and everything. It's just this 20-year-old generation. They're all messed up. I mean, my roommate's son. I can't really say much about him, but it's like, you know, go out and get a job. He won't get a job because he thinks everything's for free.
Could you imagine having to fight the Third Reich today?
Oh God, I can't.
How about a Normandy landing at Osage Beach?
Yeah. Oh, you know, these kids would not stand a chance. I mean, I'm sorry, but there's no hope for this generation. Maybe a little, but I don't know. You know,
if we got into that type of war, old farts like me and you would have to be out there on the goddamn front line all over again.
Right. Right.
These kids nowadays would be like, "Ooh, suck up sausage."
Yeah. Well, that's like Mike 9 was saying just now, and I've got too many beta males that's fighting the war. The rest of them are just kicking back, trying to figure out what bathroom you use.
And you know another thing, the education that they're trying to put in is putting so much emphasis on digital.
Oh, yeah.
These children don't have no mechanical aptitude whatsoever.
Oh, I know. Oh, God, I mean, I don't know. I worry about my granddaughter, too, you know, when she grows up, what her, you know, generation is going to be like and everything. Me and my roommate was talking about it, and it's like, you know, she's 2 years old already, but what's going to be her future? You know, if we don't win this, if we don't fight this and win it, what is her future going to look like?
They don't know how to use a screwdriver. Don't know how to. They don't know clockwise and counterclockwise when it comes to taking off nuts.
They don't even know cursive, brother. We can write cursive, and they wouldn't even know what we're saying.
They would mess around and snap off all the wheel studs on a rotor, and there you left when they think something was wrong, when they was bad. They would turn in the wrong damn direction to take them off.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know. But, oh, my gosh, I mean, but, you know, these kids and everything. And, well, Trump's doing everything he can to straighten it out. Just like he said, you know, he needs a second term to get in office in order for him to fix all this.
It's going to be hard. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something else. Now, you heard about this Central Park thing where they let these guys go.
Yep,
but here's
heard about that.
Here's the point. Back in 1989, that is the story that the newspapers, New York Times, New York Post, is all that you had to go by. See, somebody's made a movie and they denigrating the hell out of Donald Trump because you know what happened back there in his time. He was a citizen. And based on the information that he had, it sure was roving groups going through that park beating up on somebody. I mean, these folks just didn't fall on the ground and bump their head. So somebody was beating up on people. And the way it was reported, like they reported back at that time, that's all people had to make their assumptions on.
Well, look, so, when we were kids, we scraped our knees, got black eyes and big lips, and, you know, we came out all right.
So how in the heck they going to criticize Donald Trump? Donald Trump's a citizen reading the paper. He see this stuff is going on. It wasn't this wasn't a one-time thing as it involved these young people, but it was other people that was doing these things too. So you read this, so you're going to take an attitude. This needs to stop, and whoever's doing it needs to be punished severely. But how the hell can you come in 2019 with what you know today and go back in the past and say, well, this man had no business stirring up the pot the way he did? Well, hell, he didn't have no 2019 information.
Right. Not like we do now, you know. I wish I could go back and tell him and say, warn everybody, hey, you know, pass a condom here, pass a condom there, you know. But that's like I said, I don't know. We were talking earlier that, you know, I don't think we're going to make it to the elections. I think it's going to be full chaos. I know yesterday we got word confirmation that the urban Marines were out training in Virginia. So that's got, and nobody knows who okayed that. We don't know if it was the president or who done it. So something's up. You know, so
the president of the United States have no authority over the what you talking about, your National Guard?
Yeah, no, the urban Marines, the Marines, you know, so and everything. They're out doing special force trainings for something that's going on. It's not related to any wars going out, but it's for inside the United States. That's what we know so far.
Well, you know, I'm kind of wondering who the heck that those Marine battalions and platoons are made up of nowadays.
I know. You know, mixtures and mixtures of different things. it's not like
they're a bunch of boys from down in Mississippi and Alabama compared to one from up in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. So you just have to wonder.
Yeah, you do. You know, it's not like it was during our times, you know. And I know when I went in, I tried to join the military. Actually, I did join the military and join the Army and everything. I got in an accident and ended up being deaf in one ear because of it and everything. But, you know, even when I was in there, you know, it was a good time to go into the service, you know, because I was going in for 8 years. I was going to make a career out of it. And everything, but today, I can't tell you. I have no words to describe, you know.
Well, you know, they had
all the
one time there
got in there, you know. Oh gosh, you know, back then they didn't have none of that. You know?
Well, you know, one time the military, like the Navy, was a good place to get skills, but they had to cut that out because the people that was coming in couldn't hit. their butt with both hands for a while there.
Right, right. Well, my dad was in the Navy, so yeah, yeah, you know, and everything. So, but anyway, but no, it's, I don't know, brother. What do you think? Russell had to take off, so it's just me and you for now. Then I'm going to close the show here in a while. But you know, I predict. I don't know. I predict probably. I'm going to say around August. That's when you're really going to see. You're probably going to see a lot of shit come out.
Well, I tell you what, I hate to say this, but you do have what seems like to me, and I could visualize a damn civil war that's going to happen. Because, you know, you have people that know better, and I don't know what numbers we're talking about, but you got a lot of people out here that don't have no concept of what this
going
country
on.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the illegals that's come in here. Got some here that slipped in from Islam.
You know,
and everything. We just had a confirmed case of typhoid and the other disease. What's it called? Gosh,
I hope it was Ebola.
No, the bubonic plague. Just had five confirmed cases. You know,
and they're talking about that brain bacteria is out again down here in Louisiana.
Yeah, with those ticks, you know, and it's the illegals that's bringing it in. And I said this before, that I'm thinking, you know, the government's probably down there has injected them people with it, paid them, and they're coming down here because, you know, I remember reading where there was a program like that many years ago. Where they were experimenting with this, they were sending some people from America overseas, infecting them with all kinds of disease. And they'll send them over there. If they get shot and killed, well, yeah, you got germ warfare.
Yes, germ warfare is what it is. But I think that this deal with Mexico, that these asylum seekers need to be staying in Mexico and still staying in the United States. You know.
Exactly. You know,
what you got?
Exactly. Got we got people. A caller here. Bring this caller on. Hey, caller, how you doing? 909 area code.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, patriots. Gentlemen and patriots.
Hey, hello there.
What's your... this Rosie?
No.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, welcome to the show. So, and everything. So, what do you think about all this, what we've been talking about?
Well, thank you for taking my call, first of all. And what do I think? Well, you know, there was at one point in my mind the possibility of civil war. But now that some time has transpired over the last 2 years, the, Antifa and social justice warriors and so forth are finding themselves not as tough as they thought, you know, with their little masks and their costumes that they wear, and they're finding their butts being kicked, you know, because people aren't standing for it as far as you're going to throw an egg at me. I don't think so. Let's talk about this with your head in a headlock, you know. So when push comes to shove, I don't think that they're going to be for it. And the ones that are, well, you know.
Well, it's like Don was just telling me now in the chat room. He said, you know, when all these indictments come down, shit's going to hit the fan. And maybe that's why, you know, the Trump's getting the Marines prepared for it, you know, and everything. So, like I said, we just got word yesterday that the Marines are doing urban training, and they haven't been activated in 26 years.
Wow.
That's
a strong possibility just to maintain order. I agree with that. Because, if anything, these social justice warriors and fascist, anti-fascist, or whatever, they may run from the Patriots, but that's not going to stop them from wanting to burn things down and break things and try and tear things apart. So I think that's where the Marines come in.
The owner
of a shopkeeper doesn't have a gun, you know, where they're staring down the barrel of a .45.
Well, that too, and like they were saying too, if Trump gets reelected, there's going to be chaos everywhere. They could be getting ready for that too, so who knows, you know. And everything, a lot of possibilities out there. So, but
I disagree just a little bit on that. Trump gets reelected, or let me say when Trump gets reelected, because I don't think that they're going to put up too much of a fight, because by then the people who were spreading the propaganda to the media to spread more propaganda will hopefully be behind bars by then. So, you know.
Hopefully. Well, there are a lot of people waking up, you know, because, you know, we got a lot of young liberals waking up, too. We got some here in New Mexico is waking up and everything, and Democrats and everything, younger, you know, the younger people. And I'm seeing that. So it's a possibility, you know. And I know people up in California, New York are getting tired of all this stuff, too, that's going on in their state, you know, and everything.
Well, you know, I'm saying this is that there has to be an effort to go after those who are funding all of this mayhem. We've heard the names before. They have to be sought after and brought up on charges, sedition or whatever it is, because if it wasn't for them who's funding these things, then a lot of it wouldn't even get off the ground.
Exactly. Well, we know George Soros is funding, you know, most of it, but it's like, why aren't they going after him? Why won't they target him, you know, and stuff?
Because he's been dead for such a long time. If you go to the beginning of when he first came to the United States, he started off by funding people with fundraising agencies, you know, super PACs, you know, all types of foundations and things like that. So the money can't be traced off to him, because that foundation breaks off to another foundation or to another institute or to another or to another. And so he did a very good job at basically saying, I don't know what you're talking about.
True. But, you know, it's like with these caravans that are coming. We know him and part some of the Democratic parties and some of, you know, are funding these caravans with the United Nations. And that's why Trump went in and froze their assets. That's why they're basically mad and angry right now, because most of those assets got frozen. And that's why they're having a fit, you know, and everything. So, but I don't know. In my vision, I don't think we're going to make it to elections. I mean, this is how I see it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think we're going to get that far. You know, before it all breaks out. It's all going to break out. You know, and everything.
Well,
so just all we can
Dave,
say.
You guys are on here. I'll say amen.
Right. Well, you know, that's why we keep saying be prepared. Don't get too relaxed out there. You know, now's not the time to do it. Don't be relaxed. Get involved. Do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Get involved out there. Get heard. Do rallies. Do what you have to do. You know, that's what we're doing here. I got a rally going in 11 days. Wow, that's coming up quick. I got a rally that I put together in Santa Fe. They said it's one of the biggest rallies they ever had in Santa Fe being put together. And so, you know, and a lot of it, all these young liberals and Democrats are coming out to support us.
That's great. That's great.
You know,
if you go to YouTube and you look up Grindel 45, you'll see the different town hall meetings and city meetings. That me and a bunch of other people go to show up to try and hold these at least local officials accountable for this. So the things they're doing as far as opening doors, you know, and making it easy for illegal aliens. They'll even try and close us off as far as, no, you can't come to the meeting. Well, we live in this city. Why can't we come to the meeting? It's a public meeting, you know.
Yeah, that's why they have them to educate everybody, stuff like what we're doing and stuff. And it's not, you know, we don't care if you're not a Trump supporter. If you're curious, you want to hear what we have to say, come on out. That's for everybody. That's what the unity rally is about, uniting everybody, getting everybody together. You know, we're Americans. We got to start building up and start getting everybody, you know, prepared for what's getting ready to happen going out. So, you know, and everything. So, but I am excited about it. And it took me and my friend Audrey, it took us 2 months to put it together, but we got it together. So, you know,
right.
So
good
it's going to be, Jeff's going to be in Santa Fe, New Mexico, June 21st. We got the Angel Moms coming out. And then we got Kiwi Griffin coming out, who's a good friend of mine, who's a commissioner up there in Otero County. And we got the Sheriff Clark coming out. We got Sheriff Dunlap coming. All the sheriffs are coming out. You know, that's how big it's growing. You know, so, you
that's
know.
Great. Well, I have a show on Spreaker. So if you write my number down, give me a call, you know, within the next week or two or whatever tonight.
Okay.
And I would love to have you on the show so this way you can make that announcement, because the more people hear about it, the better.
Yeah, I do. And in fact, we're going to do a live feed Saturday and everything. Are you on my friends list on Facebook? By chance?
What's that?
If not, are you on my friends list on Facebook by any chance? If not, look for me and add me on Facebook.
And I don't have Facebook. I'm on Twitter too, but I just recently signed up for an account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I let that go.
I'm on Facebook too and everything. I'm a Krista Hughes friend. So I'm one of her friends, and she's the one that actually taught me a lot about this stuff and everything. So she's a good person, and everything. So, yeah. So. But anyhow,
do you know if I can still look you up on Facebook? Because I don't have an account. I can't remember.
I don't know. I think you can.
I'll try.
If you don't have Facebook, don't worry. But you got me on Twitter, so just send me a message on Twitter.
Perfect.
And everything.
Perfect.
And that sounds good. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and close the show. It's getting that time and everything. So, but we'll be back Thursday night. And everything. And Virgil, if you're listening, I hope you're safe out there. And I know you got to get your head cleared every now and then. So, just tune in Thursday night, and we'll see you all then. My friend, you have a good, safe couple of days there, okay?
All right, I'll see you later. Good luck.
All right, brother. All right, you too. Thank you for calling, ma'am.
Good night, everybody.
Whoop.